back here in the Peterson Event Center. Jason Earl alongside Mike Alessimagoon, where the score at halftime is West Virginia 36 and Pittsburgh 35. It was an exciting first half filled with plenty of fouls from both sides, but the story for the Mountaineers, Oscar Tshiebwe, with a first half double-double, 12 points and 12 rebounds. He's been outstanding.
Tshiebwe's been everywhere on the court. Offensively, he's been able to get offensive rebounds and get easy buckets. Defensively, also able to get those easy rebounds that for the Panthers on defense, they haven't been able to get those type of rebounds. So he's been everywhere, helping out West Virginia have this lead, this one-point lead. When he went down, we saw the Panthers make their big run, and the minute he came back, they were able to get the lead back. So looking for Tshiebwe to stay here. If you're the Panthers, you got to try to get him in foul trouble again. Get him sitting on the bench, and you have an opportunity.
And Trey McGowans was the leader of the comeback for Pittsburgh. West Virginia was able to extend the lead to as big as 8 at one point in the contest. McGowans brought the Panthers back. He's got 12 points and 4 rebounds for Pitt.
And we saw McGowans against Robert Morris. He found the shot, and it continues tonight. He's 4 for 7 right now, 2 for 3 from 3, and that last 3 was just a prayer with 1 second left, and he's been great. At the new, we saw it as the nickel state game. He wasn't really able to work at that point guard role. He just wanted to drive, but we see him be able to drive, be able to kick, be able to find the open person and get easy buckets, and I'm looking for more of that in the second half.
We mentioned Trey McGowans had to remove his undershirt at the beginning of the contest because it was white, and the Panthers' uniforms are gold tonight. He has now come back out in the second half with a gold undershirt. He played with that for much of the first half, and now he leads the Panthers in scoring with 12 points. Pittsburgh now down 1 against West Virginia. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I also just wanted to point out just the effort from everybody on this team. 10 players got minutes in that first half. That's something you don't really see from a lot of Division I programs. And especially Samson George, 5 minutes, 50 seconds, and he had 3 rebounds, 3 huge rebounds. And it's just amazing to see what Jeff Capel is building, that he can plug in anybody and they will come in and pick it.
This is a Penn team that has never lost consecutive non-conference games in this building at the Peterson Event Center. Reminder, they lost their last one to Nicholls State last Saturday. This would be the first time ever if they do not find a way to beat the Mountaineers, but they are very successful in the Peterson Event Center all time. They trail by 1 to West Virginia currently, but they've won the last 7 of 10 against the Mountaineers in this building. However, they've lost the last 3 meetings between these two teams overall, looking to end that streak. They have not lost 4 straight against West Virginia since the 1970s.
Yep, and we talked about it before we went to halftime. The Oakland Zoo will be ready for another 20 minutes, and they're back and ready for this half to start.
The Oakland Zoo is packed, and the Oakland Zoo is loud, as West Virginia is the first team back on the floor for tonight's second half.
And we're seeing, coming out onto the court now, we're seeing the two big men look again, but now with Terrell Brown and Coulibaly.
So it's a look the Panthers haven't gone to too much throughout this season. But with the power of West Virginia's front court with Derek Culver and Oscar Tshiebwe, Terrell Brown and Kareem Coulibaly start for Pittsburgh. Trey McGowan's inbounds from the side to start us off, and he safely finds his teammate in the backcourt, Xavier Johnson. We're underway in the second half from the Peterson Events Center for the 187th edition of the Backyard Brawl. Johnson's defended by McCabe at the top of the key. 16 on the shot clock. Johnson still has it. Hedging out is Derek Culver. Johnson spins and finds Coulibaly, who drives. Dishes down low to Brown. Brown puts up a shot that's blocked. He's back on the floor for the first time since drawing his second foul, committing his second foul early in the contest. West Virginia the other way. It's Jermaine Haley working on Coulibaly. Dumps inside to Tshiebwe. He goes back out to McCabe. Murphy is a few steps away from him at the top of the arc. McCabe now with the right hand. Drives, kicks to the corner. It's Emmett Matthews Jr. who jumps inside. Pass poked away by Terrell Brown. Trey McGowans came up with it, and he was fouled by Culver. Derek Culver picks up his third.
And I know we talked about it before, but Coulibaly there with his ability to make one dribble and to have the vision to see Terrell Brown under, to almost have an easy dunk. That's pretty impressive for a freshman.
So both teams were safely in the double bonus in that first half. West Virginia commits the first foul of the second half. Again, it goes on Culver, his third, and he leaves the game following the foul. Entering is Logan Rout for West Virginia. Xavier Johnson brings the ball off the floor on the right side, dribbles through his legs, screen from Coulibaly. He's over to the left, dumps to Coulibaly at the foul line. Coulibaly fakes and drives with the left hand, loses possession for a minute, and then drums it back out to Xavier Johnson. Johnson trapped in the corner, to Coulibaly at the foul line. Coulibaly penetrates, off the glass, no good. Rebound to Terrell Brown. He goes back up, has it swatted away by Shibway.
Terrell Brown is usually never on the wrong end of those, but finally gets a taste of his own medicine.
McCabe jumps inside, pass intended for Rout, tipped away by Brown, and Trey McGowan goes flying into the courtside seats in the right corner. It's out of bounds, last off the Panthers. West Virginia takes over, and it's in the hands of the inbounder, Jermaine Haley. He goes to Jordan McCabe, the sophomore from Wisconsin. McCabe's defended by Murphy at the top of the key. McCabe now drives to the left, dishes out to his teammate Shibway, who goes in for a right-handed jam to put the Mountaineers up three. Inbound following the bucket goes to Xavier Johnson. He's defended by Jordan McCabe once again. Now he's on the right wing. Murphy goes up high, followed by Emmett Matthews Jr. Johnson still with the ball at center court. 16 on the shot clock. Screen from Brown. Johnson drives, kicks to McGowan's. McGowan's on the left wing, guarded by Haley. McGowan shakes. Haley goes to the left. Tries to look for Brown. Has it tipped away. Comes back up with it. And Trey McGowan's called for an out-of-bounds. His foot was on the baseline. West Virginia takes over.
And she weighs everywhere again. They're able to put his long arms up, not able to block the pass, and not able to get it to Terrell Brown and Trey McGowan.
Jordan McCabe at center court, loosely defended by Ryan Murphy. 17:47 to go in this contest at the Pete. West Virginia up 38-35. McCabe looking on the right wing now, defended by Murphy, screen from Shibway. Murphy trapped, McCabe trapped rather, dishes outside to Jermaine Haley. He's defended by McGowan's. Haley now defended by Johnson. Over to McCabe, one on the shot clock. McCabe puts up a shot, finds the back of the net, and an impressive shot there from Jordan McCabe.
It was good defense from the Panthers. It's just a great shot there from McCabe.
It was from about the right elbow. He got it to go at the buzzer. West Virginia leading Pittsburgh 40-35. McGowan's is defended by Haley, and they're going to call him for a carry in the backcourt.
And we talked about this in the first half, slow start, and that has been what has hurt the Panthers. They're not able to get into the offense until a couple minutes into the game.
And so with that, the Panthers will take a timeout. It's West Virginia 40 and Pittsburgh 35 with 17:08 to play in this backyard brawl. You're listening to WPTS Radio, your student home for all things Pitt sports. Welcome back to the Peterson Events Center. It's West Virginia 40 and Pittsburgh 35, 17:08 to play in this backyard brawl. Mike, the Panthers have been looking for a way to get the lead and maintain the lead. West Virginia has led for nearly 21 minutes of this contest.
Yeah, the Panthers have to be able to find a way to get something going offensively. We're getting back to that situation that we talked about where it's either Xavier Johnson or Trey McGowan just driving and trying to make something happen. When the Panthers are at their best, they are moving the ball, and that's how they're going to be able to score and keep and maintain a lead.
So West Virginia coming out of the Pittsburgh timeout with a five-point lead. Inbounding for the Mountaineers in the backcourt will be Emmett Matthews Jr., who has 6 points tonight and three boards on 2 of 5 shooting from the field. And the main point guard for the Mountaineers is Jordan McCabe. Tonight he's got 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Inbound goes to McCabe, 17:05 to go here at the Pete. Murphy's on McCabe. Crossover to the right side, entry pass into Rout. Rout defended by Brown, dribbles it back to the outside, finds McCabe. McCabe crosses over to his right. Now Matthews from the top of the key for three, off the front rim, no good. Rebound, Ryan Murphy. Murphy will take it himself up the floor for the Panthers, who are in gold tonight, West Virginia in navy. Murphy crosses over to his left, takes a fadeaway jumper. Off the front rim, no good. Rebound goes to Jordan McCabe. He gets his fourth of tonight.
And that's another fadeaway we've seen from Ryan Murphy, and that's not usually his game, so it's just interesting to see how he's rushing his shot right now, maybe not comfortable finding the shot.
Murphy a few steps off of McCabe, who has a screen from Rout, uses it, goes to his right side, dumps it down low, pass tipped away, Johnson comes up with it, McCabe takes it away from Johnson. McCabe now on the left wing. West Virginia does get a reset of the shot clock, so it's back to 24. McGowan's is on McCabe, screen from Rout, high at the top of the key. Dump back down the route. He drives. Passes Emmett Matthews, who goes up baseline, off the glass and out. Terrell Brown trying to get the rebound, but Jermaine Haley tracks it down, throws it off of Brown. West Virginia will keep it as it goes out of bounds.
And that was a good job by West Virginia, just awareness there, knowing that Terrell Brown is there to just throw the ball off of Terrell Brown's knee and get an extra possession.
So 40-35, the West Virginia lead as we reach the 16-minute mark in the second half. We're going to take a break here on WPTS Radio, your student home for all things Pitt Sports.